functional analysis. One of the therapy tools we use towards the beginning of substance abuse treatment is called a functional analysis. This tool is for motivational purposes and involves learning about substance use patterns in a deeper way. One of the most important reasons to work with an addiction professional is that these clinicians tend to be very unafraid of the topic material. On the contrary, it is common to find a physician or other therapist who would take the discussion around drugs or alcohol at face value, fail to dig deeper into the problem, and hope in subtle ways to move on to other health topics. A classic conversation would go like this. The physician: "So, do you use drugs or alcohol?" The patient: "Yeah, sometimes." The physician: "You don't use excessively, do you? You don't think you have a problem?" The patient: "Nah, I'm fine." From a psychological perspective, I would say that there is mutual collusion taking place in this office. The addicted person is guarded from changing, and the physician is uncomfortable helping to build a change process. Both parties make somewhat of a pact that they will not dig much deeper in the discussion of substance use. Both are able to move on without the awkwardness of addressing the real addiction. The functional analysis is walking through the minutiae of substance use. We will show an outline for how this is done, such that you could build the analysis on your own or with your provider. Step 1. Build the basic calendar. Because it can be often too complicated to understand everything involved in substance use, we usually start in a more tangible way: your substance use over the past month. We will pull out a blank calendar of the prior month and use pen or pencil to mark an X in all days in which you used substances. Most patients can remember the past month and some of the events involved. By checking off all of the days with active substance use, we can start to learn what the addiction actually looks like. Step 2. List the important numbers. For each checked day in the past month, write down some important data points as best you could remember. We would start by listing about how many drinks or how much drug use in total that day. What time did you start using in the day? Any significant events you remember, such as parties, dinners, or conflicts? Do you remember the full day, or did you black out from using? Can you list any emotions that stand out for that day? Step 3. Pick one of the days for a chain analysis. A chain analysis is a diagram to build insight about thoughts, emotions, or behaviors connected to any given day. We use chain analyses to help better understand important events in someone's life and to learn from these events. Many times, a patient will demonstrate patterns in a repetitive fashion, but not have much thought as to how the pattern actually unfolds. A chain analysis exercise can be wonderfully helpful in this situation. For each circle in the chain, you can list one of three general things: a thought, an emotion, or a behavior. As you progress through the chain, note the lower right circle. This circle would be the core event of the day. An example could be an argument with a loved one or some consequence attached to the substance use. It is common to remember those core events, but not everything leading up to that event. We use the links of the chain to better understand. Try and do one of these chain exercises for yourself around your most recent day of heavy substance use. List out what you think may be the core event, and list some of the thoughts, emotions, or behaviors in the chains leading up to this. Finally, list some of the thoughts, emotions, or behaviors that followed the core event. After you have completed a chain for this day, it's sensible to keep it to just a 24-hour period, try and list one or two conclusions you can draw from the events. In other words, what can you take home and learn about yourself from this chain? Examples could be: on days in which my ex has the kids, I tend to drink more. Or, whenever I use drugs, I sleep through the whole next day and miss work. Or, I tend to drink more than usual whenever I hang out with insert friend here. Deepening the dialogue. One of the main reasons we use a functional analysis is to start a deeper dialogue about addiction and what it actually looks like. You can expand on this exercise for yourself and include numerous other topics. One example would include time spent doing other things connected to drug use, but not the use itself, such as spending time at the pawn shop to find money for heroin. Another would be days in which you didn't use but spent the day hungover and not meeting your base responsibilities for the day. Many patients are often surprised once their actual substance use patterns are on the table. This can be an eye-opener for people in terms of how much alcohol or drug use has actually taken over their lives. If we can put it on the table and be honest as to the extent of the addiction, we can address it. Examples such as the functional analysis are commonly used in dedicated addiction treatment. It is so important for patients with active addiction issues to seek professional help from an addiction specialist, as you will be able to go so much deeper with the dialogue. Through such a deeply honest approach, will you find your arc of recovery?